Hey, welcome to another podcast of Law Enforcement Unconventional with your host, Robert Scally, and our real-life shield maiden,
Wendy Schalmier, coming to you from the top of Bunker Hill.
Our show is dedicated towards assisting law enforcement and special operations to include military, rescue, first responders, and to all others who are trying to help protect our brave men and women in blue. Each week, we're going to bring you an unconventional tip, tool, tactic, or training from around the country. Please sit back, listen to our show, and hey, welcome back to another episode of Law Enforcement Unconventional. My name is Robert Scally.
This is Wendy Schalmier coming to you from the top of Bunker Hill.
And it is a beautiful day here in Boston. Lovely, lovely day.
Gorgeous. Sunny and blue skies.
And we're having a lot of fun. Hey, Wendy, what did you do this week?
What did I do this week? I did a lot of vectoring.
Okay, you know what I did?
I know you're going to tell us.
Okay. You know, I actually got a new, because I'm having it running, I got a new Nordic track.
Wow.
Yeah, I was pretty impressed by it. But the only thing is I had to assemble it myself, and it took me days.
You probably spent more time assembling it than you spent on it.
So far, probably. But you know, the best part about it was I can actually go for walks now in Egypt or Belgium or Europe. And there's this really cool app called iFit, and I love it. I press a button. I get on my iPad. I press a button, and before you know it, I'm walking all over the place. So. And it's kind of cool, too, being a former action guy where I'm out there running through the jungles or whatever I'm doing. The cool part is now I get on a treadmill with a cup of coffee, and I call it a workout.
And you're hanging out with King Tut.
Yeah,
and
that's right. This week's my walk was in Egypt. So we have a great show for us today. We have a police officer in Utah that has found a very unconventional way after he left law enforcement to give back to law enforcement. And that's a really interesting thing. You know, Wendy, because we travel and we talk to a lot of people, and the nicest thing is that we hear some of these really great stories. And this isn't just a person that we came across. He actually helps Vector. And we've been really, really impressed at the type of work that he's been doing. I mean, I have absolutely no idea how it works, because it's like, it's mystery stuff to me when it comes to the computer. Thank you, Wendy. It's all mystery stuff. But the good thing is that we actually have Dan here today. And Dan, are you with us?
I am.
Awesome.
Hi, Dan. Dan's with U.S. Precision Defense. And what he does, he has a unconventional way to get products out over the internet, products, training, or anything that you might have that could help law enforcement. And he helped with Vector, and we have a demo upcoming because of the work that he's done. And he can explain a little bit more about how that works, and actually first start with your credentials, Dan. What did you do in law enforcement?
I was a deputy sheriff for a agency in Southern California, and I started working for them when I was 18 years old, and then was promoted to a full deputy when I turned 21, and I did 20 years with them.
Wow.
And in law enforcement, I did patrol. I was a field training officer. I was a station firearms instructor. I actually have a commendation for writing the canine program that was adopted by the department. I was on the ESC team or SWAT team, and I was going to go for full 30. I made it 20 years before I was injured on the job and then received a medical retirement.
Wow.
And after I retired from law enforcement, I went into private business. And I developed the website that I've been asked to talk about today. That's a little bit of my law enforcement credentials.
Wow, you've done a lot of stuff in law enforcement. You know what's interesting? Whenever we have a law enforcement guest on the show and they start telling us the stuff that, you know, you basically they've done, it's pretty amazing for us because, you know, we haven't done that job, but we sit and we listen to that. You know, I did years of doing this and 20 years that you've been on since you're 18 years old. Have you seen a change in law enforcement from the time you started to the time you ended?
Dramatic.
Okay.
Not only in the politics, but in policy and perceptions. There's been a major change, I think, in law enforcement because of the scrutiny that officers are put under, especially with social media. And everybody has a camera now and everybody has an opinion. I have a son that's active duty law enforcement, and we have conversations daily about this, how the law enforcement community is changing, how laws are constantly changing, even funding is changing, and that without law enforcement, I don't think people realize what our society would, the state it would be in, and the challenges, especially in today's society, are dramatic. And I see a lot of really good officers leaving law enforcement because of the politics, which is a sad thing.
Let me ask you a question. Have you seen that social media has played a big role, or the internet has played a big role in changing law enforcement? Have you seen
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we can all see the stories where you see in a lot of agencies where people are taking early retirement. A lot of people are leaving law enforcement. Everybody wants to be a Monday morning quarterback. And, you know, one good thing my son and I were talking about just the other day that has actually helped law enforcement is the body cam. A lot of people that have made accusations against officers, when the body cam footage comes out, all of a sudden the narrative changes dramatically.
We were just talking about that this morning. There's a gentleman we know who's an officer, and he had a false claim filed against him, and the body cam showed that that claim was false.
We see that all the time, even on social media, where people come out and say, hey, this happened, that happened, and the truth comes out with these body cameras. And just recently here in Massachusetts, the Massachusetts State Police, great organization, Troop F down at the airport, super professional. They're now wearing body cameras.
Yeah. Oh, my son has had several. He's been on the department about 5 years now, and he's had several incidents already where complaints were made against him, serious complaints. And yet when the body cam footage came out, it was completely 180 degrees different than what was reported by the complaint.
Interesting.
And in several of those cases, the individuals were actually charged with filing a false police report.
As well they should be.
Although at first a lot of officers, you know, there's a lot of pushback by a lot of officers and agencies across the country. But I think the benefits of body cam outweigh any possible negatives. I think it's been a great asset to law enforcement. It's helped a lot of officers get out of citizens' complaints. And the truth, you know, like they say, that when you have video, the truth is right there and you can't dispute it.
And that is so true. And that's why it's very important, even the work that you do, getting information out, because that's exactly what you do. You do the same type of thing. You get information out onto the internet, right? And you have the stories told exactly how they should be told. Like for instance, our company, you can take a company and basically tell the narrative, the true narrative, because you know where to put it. And I'm going to let Wendy talk a little bit about it, because you're going to hear a lot of crickets with me asking questions.
Knuckle dragger.
Yeah. You know what I always say on the business side of the house? I always say, Wendy, what are they talking about? And Wendy's kind of like the brainiac, and she'll sit there and say, well, she'll break it down. This is this. This is this. And I said, well, just make it work.
We're going to go one step farther, because Dan is a little bit over my head with this. I know from our standpoint what it did for us and how it worked for us and what it does. But Dan can explain maybe for a little bit more of those people out there who are analytical or do understand the internet. And then if you want, I can explain it in layman's terms, if you'd like, Dan.
Okay. When I retired, I wanted to go into business. I like the challenge of business. And when I first retired, the internet was something new. And over the years, I saw information that was coming out on the internet about law enforcement, about laws. And there was a great interest across the country about self-defense and concealed carry, constitutional carry by the average citizen. I also saw there was a lot of really good equipment and services and products available for law enforcement, but it was hard to find the information. You had to do a lot of research to find what you're looking for. And there was a lot of misinformation being put out about products and services for not only private citizens, but also for law enforcement. And luckily, I ran across the company when I moved to Utah to find a way that when people are making a search on the internet for this type of information or services, they could find it quickly and easily on a single platform, and that's what we've designed.
Okay. Dan, let me jump in for 1 second. So basically, sure. You're helping, let's say, for instance, our company. So you help get us seen. Right. And but there's a lot of inventors out there and a lot of people that have make products that would be phenomenal for law enforcement. They just don't know how to get seen. Now, I know a lot of people like that, that make plate carriers,
tourniquets,
and
slings
and other things. I mean, this is phenomenal American made products that are made here in the States, right?
By veterans, military,
people that are out starting a business, and we support them, and their products are incredible. And we really try to push them, and we really want to get their product seen. And that's one thing that we're doing with this show, is that we're able to get, you know, you in contact with people, you know, the connection. So you can say, hey, call Dan. Dan will get you seen.
100%. And he's Johnny on the spot. Dan, you have always been there. You answer the phone quickly every time I've called, every question I've had, and you were able to put us in touch with the departments, you know. Before Bobby cut you off, where were you going with that?
Thanks, Dan.
I have no idea. Let me start all over.
Good job there, Mr. Scali.
Thanks, Dan. No, I just get, you know what is, I get kind of excited when I listen to this, because as an inventor, I can sit and invent all the crazy stuff I want, right? We
but
all
if
know
you can't
this.
Get it out, it doesn't help anyone.
Correct.
Yeah.
And that was my big thing. You know, okay, I have a patent attorney. And then, okay, I'm sitting there holding an invention. Now what do?
We know a lot of people that have great products.
That's what I mean.
And I know tons of them right now. I'm thinking of that I can help with
tons them. Of my yeah. friends and that were either in special forces or in law enforcement or Navy SEALs or pararescue that have made incredible equipment.
The products are amazing.
That are amazing, yeah. And they're handmade, but they just don't know how to sell the product. And you know what? The sad thing that ends up happening, Dan, they close down these businesses that could have been so successful because they didn't know where to turn to for help.
Exactly. What has helped a lot of these companies is social media. And there are a lot of ways people can get information out there for free using social media, such as Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and this type of thing. But what happens, everybody knows that in the internet world, Google is still the dominant search engine, followed by YouTube and a few others. And it's always been getting your product on that first page. The people that show up on page 2, 3, and 4, they get lost, and beyond that, they don't exist. Almost all your sales are done on that holy grail, which is the first page of Google. And we have a system, a proprietary system that we developed that uses what we call geo-targeting. Right now, if someone is looking for a particular product, they usually go to a website or try to find a website that has their product. And if you are a website, you're buried with thousands of competitors, no matter what it is you do. And we have found a way to use this geo-targeting so that a specific product or service will come up in the search term fitting into Google's algorithm so that your product or service will appear on page 1. And everyone tells you the same thing. No matter what internet company you call, they're all going to say the same thing. We can do that. We can do that. And then in reality, it never happens. So we looked at a way to really get this information out there to the community to help people like yourself and other companies that have these amazing products. And the way we do it in our system is it took us years and years to develop this so it fits within the Google algorithm. And what it is if someone types in they're looking for, say, a law enforcement ballistic shield, it's human nature to try and find something first locally. So a lot of searches are done at the state level where someone will say, I'm looking for a ballistic shield I can buy, let's say, in Florida or Massachusetts. And with our system, you'll see that, like we did for Vector Shield, their article that we created for them will come up on page 1 of Google for all 50 states.
I'm blown away by that. I am absolutely blown away. If you Google law enforcement ballistic shields in, say,
San Antonio, Texas.
San Antonio, Texas.
There we are.
There we are. Right up there, 1, 2, or 3 up there with the big guys. And yeah. I'm just blown away by what you do.
And I think that would really also help. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, the next step is we do it at the city level. We can even do it all the way down to a neighborhood. But if someone's looking for, we talked earlier about someone mentioned tourniquets, or they're looking for a ballistic shield, or they're looking for a helmet, or they're looking for self-defense insurance, or whatever it may be in the law enforcement or self-defense world, someone will type in a keyword saying they're looking for this service or product, and they'll put in their city, San Antonio, Dallas, Fort Worth, Miami, Chicago, Illinois, Los Angeles. And with our system, because it's geo-targeted, it will bring these results up as though we're actually in that city.
And that's important.
Many of our clients, it almost irritates them because they go out and they spend thousands and thousands of dollars on a website. And yet the articles that we create for them on our website outperform their website. Sometimes they're found on page 2 and 3, but yet the article we created for them shows up on page 1.
So true. And we've seen it. We've seen it firsthand.
Any client calls me, matter of fact, I use Vector now as one of the examples. I tell them.
Thank you.
Go on the internet.
Bobby's a good example for once.
Okay. I'll have them go in and say, okay, look for a law enforcement ballistic shield. And I tell them, you pick the city, anywhere in the United States. They'll type in some random city and boom, there the article pops up, page 1 of Google. Not only for random small cities, but for every major city in the United States. And they always ask me, how do you do that? I tell them, well, once you become a client, I'll reveal half my secrets, but not all.
And they are secrets.
And we understand that too with Vector. What we do, we don't disclose everything that we do either.
It's all proprietary.
Yeah, proprietary.
And I've seen such great products. And as long as we can get those products out there, people can take a small business from wherever in America and make their business huge using your service.
And I know, Dan, you've said that you get some of your clients get hundreds of hits a day.
Yes, we have clients that get hundreds a day. We have a few clients that are getting 4,000, 5,000, and 10,000 hits a month.
Wow.
And the part that's unique about this that people need to understand, when you typically advertise or put an article on a website and you pay an advertisement fee, they will charge you based upon the total number of views that their website gets as a grand total, which means you're paying for people that are looking at your ad that don't want or need your services, but you're still paying for that. You're paying that level.
And for our listeners out there, that is a huge point. You guys are soliciting people that are actually looking for your product. They're already qualified leads.
Yes, with our system, they're actually looking for your product or service specifically because of what they typed in to the search engine. And our system brings that search results up so that the people that see the article on our website are not just randomly looking to peruse a website. They're actually looking for your service or product. So every single time your article is brought up in a search term, you have a potential client. You have a potential purchase being made because they're actually looking for you. And then we send you a report each month that Google creates so you can see exactly what cities, what time of day and everything where these people are coming from so you can know where to target. But in that way, your potential of making a sale goes up exponentially because these aren't just random views of some random ad on the sidebar of a website. These are actually clients looking for what you have. And that sets us apart from everybody else out on the internet.
It's exactly what happens with us. The gentleman that called the other day immediately set up with us. They're already doing a T&D and getting ready to roll with it in Florida. So it works.
And what I would recommend is if anybody's thinking about doing this before you roll out a product, call Dan. And the reason I'm saying that
Please call Dan. Yeah, and he loves military and law enforcement, and he has bent over backwards with all of my, I want to say, stupid questions.
Probably. But you know the best part about this is I think people make a lot of mistakes at the beginning advertising their business or building a brand or trying to get seen in the wrong market. And then they're fighting with their own analytics across this platform where they could just talk to someone like you and say, listen, we're going to start off fresh. This is what we're going to do. We're going to take it here, here, and here. And then before you know it, someone that has a training company in, I don't know, Idaho, and they do gun training or they do some type of training, they're being listed at the top, you know, in their area, and people can now type in, hey, looking for this type of training here, and their product or their service is going to pop up.
Yeah, we have our system set up a couple of ways that if you have a company, let's say, that does not want to do an actual article on a regional or national scale, let's say you have a small shooting range that is run by officers to make extra money that's like a side job or side business they have, And they want to find people that are looking for that in just a very specific town or two or three cities. We can even set up ads so that when people are looking at articles in that specific geographic area, their ad appears only on people that are looking in that specific city.
Wow.
Again, that way they're only targeting and paying for what is seen from someone that could actually use their service and not somebody 10 states away. And as far as I know, we're the only platform on the internet that does that right now.
That is really high speed. I mean, that's something that I think most, like when a person has a side business, they could do something like this and bang, before you know it, people are coming to them. They're calling them.
And it absolutely works. And it's like what you're saying, you're not paying for leads or hits that are coming from another state. If you're in Utah, you don't want to have to pay for something that's showing up from Indiana. It vets that way.
Exactly. You nailed it exactly. I have one's a retired law enforcement officer. Actually, I was his training officer, one of them. And the other one is a former military Army Special Forces that has a shooting school that he has in Cedar City, Utah. And I have his ad appear only when searches are done in a 120-mile radius of his business. And he has told me that 90% of his business now is coming off that single ad on my website.
Wow.
And so he's very thrilled. We're good friends. He promised me a Christmas card. And so
is he an 18D?
So I have.
He's a Bravo. He's probably an 18. He's an 18 Bravo.
Bravo, send the Christmas cards.
Yeah, I can guarantee he's an 18 Bravo from 19th Group.
Right.
Yep.
And so I have a few. I even have a few agencies that I do some advertisement for them for free, just to help out. I like to give back. When Vector first approached me, as soon as Wendy told me who she was and what they do, and told me about Bobby, we had a few conversations. I was so impressed with what it does for individual officers. And having been an officer and never had the type of technology or equipment available to me, and I have a son that's active duty law enforcement, I said, you know, regardless of where this goes, I'd like to do this to help because I like to give back. So it's not always about the dollar. Sometimes it's about giving back to the community. So there are going to be times if the right service or product comes up, I will do whatever I can to help them get started, delaying costs and working with them to make sure that they're successful first. And I think that's important because I'd rather have a long-term customer that's successful than try and get money from them right up front. So I just want to put the word out there, especially any former law enforcement officers or active duty law enforcement officers or retired military law enforcement. If you have a product or service and you need a little bit of a boost to get started, let's not worry about the cost. Let's make you successful first, and then we'll go from there. I like to do that as my way of paying it forward.
You're such a good person, Dan, and I can vouch for that firsthand and working with you. We've seen it firsthand.
I don't know what you and Wendy do. I just know it works.
No. Knuckle dragger.
Yeah. No, in all honesty, it's really impressive, and a lot of people should listen. I mean, really listen. If you're in law enforcement or military or first responder,
or even a civilian that has an idea that can help law enforcement.
I mean, we come across, remember the cool tourniquet we came across in?
It was in Texas.
In Texas.
Amazing tourniquet. It's a one-handed tourniquet. You said it was the best one you'd seen.
Yeah, in a long time. And I was really impressed by it. But do I know if they know how to get it out there? I don't know. And the thing is that, you know, now, because it's, you know, it's like in speaking another language. What you do, Dan, I know that you can
say, that's what
it sounds like to me. But when you know it to how to do this, it's second nature to you. But if I was to hear this, like geo pages and all this other stuff, it scares the hell out of me. It really does because, you know, I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to get myself seen. I just, the old days, get yourself in a newspaper, have them do a TV news episode on you or something. But other than that, you know, I've found out that working with you now, you can really target, and I'm pretty impressed when I Google that all over the country and I'll see our stuff come appear. And you know, we're building a brand. It's not just a shield, but it's really a brand because what we do with Vector, it's a different product, and you know that. So we can describe us as a shield. It's really a tool. And it's something that fills the gap in between some other things. But
Get that image of the larger SWAT shield out of your head. That's one of our things. We don't like to describe it as a shield because when someone hears that, they think the big, large entry or SWAT shield. We're not that.
But we need to... Go ahead, Dan.
When I was first talking to Wendy and to you, Bobby, is that when we first started talking, I think I made a comment to you, you know, if we save a single officer's life by getting this information out there, it's worth all the effort we put into it.
Yes, and, sir.
And with these other...
Yeah.
If we can save a single life, that's all that matters. And so I really want to offer to anyone out there that has a product or a service that can help law enforcement, the military, or even civilians for that matter. If it can help save a life, like I said, let's not worry about cost. Let's get your product out there. Let's get it successful, and we'll help each other out because it's important to me to pay it forward because I have an interest in this because my son's in law enforcement and I still have a lot of friends who their sons and daughters are in law enforcement. And so this is more about a labor of love than it is about just a business.
You know, my nephew just got promoted to sergeant in his department. He's in law enforcement, just got promoted. And all of this touches everyone's family. I mean, if you're in law enforcement or you have relatives or really good friends and they're out there doing a great job. I mean, who else would run into gunfire when they hear that someone's inside and they need help? But this is the people that we need to give. You know, I was just having this conversation with, I think maybe the last podcast we did, about how the tools or the relatively have not changed in years. I mean, new things are coming up, but I think we need more equipment and more inventions and more product to give to our law enforcement so they can do a better job. Let's not keep pointing the finger saying they're not doing their job. They are doing their job. They just lack the new tools, new inventions. You want to de-escalate violence? Let's give them new tools that can help assist the officer safely to de-escalate or to take that down, right? We're not trying to de-escalate the police. We're not trying to defund the police. Actually, what they really probably need
is more tools.
More tools.
And more training.
More training, more community involvement, right? Not being restricted by this political stuff. But I have been all over the country, Dan, all over the country, and I say this every time. I have never met an officer that will ask me for guns, more guns. You know what they ask me for? Better ballistic protection. Now, you think about that. Every department we go into, they're asking us, right, Wendy?
For better ballistics and training, because the training that we instruct can save an officer even if they don't have one of our shields.
Yeah, and look at Pete. We went down to Texas. I mean, when we drove, I think, 1,800 miles.
We drove?
Well, you drove.
Okay, carry on.
Okay, I was a great passenger. No, but we drove. We went down 1,800 miles to get from an area to train two officers.
Yep.
And we will be on a plane all the time to train one officer in this area. And people say, why do you do that? And I'm not patting anybody or trying to puff our horn, but we truly care. And that's why we're doing this podcast because God, people like you, Dan, are out helping. You're still out there helping your son, your friends, getting better product seen, right? Medical equipment.
Medical equipment, yep.
As you know, we say that we're retired. People that have served in the military. I have my oldest son served in the military. He did two tours in Iraq, by the way.
Yes.
And
God bless him. God bless him.
Family service. But, you know, even though we're retired, part of us never retires.
No, you never.
Part of us
never.
Is always on the front line, and we're always going to be there for our brothers and sisters. And this is the best way I can at my age, at my time in life, that I can still pay it forward and pay it back is through the work.
I love that.
Pete said. He'll never retire.
I don't think we ever do. We're always out, you know, meeting and talking to people and, you know, retreading, maybe not retiring, but retreading. You know, we put ourselves in a different track because we have officer friends of ours that have been shot on the line of the duty and they get out and they're medically retired and they start a company to help law enforcement. I see people that are in the service industry, well, you know, not service. Let's say they're in this serving, but they find to serve in different ways, right?
We all serve in different ways.
We all serve in different ways.
Exactly.
I'll be bothering you, Dan, forever now.
Well, yeah, you do call up some strange hours, that's for sure.
I don't think she understands there's a time delay from the East Coast to where you are in Utah.
Yeah, I forgot about the time delay, and 9 to 5 doesn't exist with us either.
I don't think it does for you either, Dan, does it? 9 to 5?
What?
Not with us, it doesn't.
what's 8 to 5? What's that?
Exactly, because you're always willing to take a phone call and talk to someone late at night. I think one of the first times we spoke was at nighttime.
I get calls sometimes from people across the country that have a question, and to them it's a very important question, and I have answered questions at 2 and 3 a.m. before, but my phone's always on. It's always available because when you're on the internet, you know, you're worldwide, and you're midnight at someone else's, you know, 6 a.m. So I really don't have office hours, but I prefer it that way because I like to keep busy. And, you know, every time I pick up the phone, the way I look at it, I'm helping somebody. And if I can help somebody, it's worth it.
That is so good. And so walk us through what would happen. So we have a product in
the geo page.
Well, I know we have a geo, but someone has a product in, let's say, North Carolina. They're going to call you up on the phone. You're going to have a conversation with them, and then you're going to start taking them through this whole series of what they're going to need in order to, let's say,
it's pretty simple. It's, you need to write, I mean, Dan, correct me if I'm wrong, but you have to give information about your product and make it in an appealing way. And then Dan fits that city into the verbiage. So it shows up in the Google Analytics, and the more you have to reference the title of what you're doing several times throughout the article, and Dan explains all that, and then you give him the article, and then he lets you proof it, and you can make changes to it, and then it goes live after you get the final proof approval on it.
Yeah, you very well considering how we started.
And Dan, you know, we love your service so much that we're going to be running your commercials on our. You're actually going to be our first. I think our first commercial, Wendy. You're our first guy, Dan, and we're going to be putting you on because we want to get the message out there. We want people calling you.
And we're so thankful for you, Dan.
We are
that people do what you do. We're so thankful,
and we want people to know about it.
To answer your question, when someone calls me, I'm a very visual learner. With my system, if I send somebody just a bunch of text and explain how it goes, it's kind of difficult sometimes to conceptualize. So when someone calls, I find out first what their product is, what their service is. I think how I can help them. Are they looking for a product they want to sell locally, regionally, nationally, internationally? And then I talk to them how it would work. And then what I like to do, it's kind of like what I did with Wendy, is I'll have someone on the phone. And I'll walk them through and show them. That way the light bulb kind of comes on and it makes sense. And when they actually see how it works, when I show them, and then I actually have them do a search as if they were just a customer looking for something. And then when they see how it works in the search results, it all starts to come together. The most difficult part, and Wendy can attest to this, is there is a lot of information that has to be written down. A lot of information has to be put forward, and we have to not only just put it forward, we got to put it forward in such a way that is engaging, that people want to read, they'll want to look at videos, they'll want to look at photos. People love photos. In other words, we're trying to tell a story and do it in such a way that they understand exactly what the product is. And that's where the creative side has to come through with not only myself, but with the people I'm working with. And I take my time with people so that they understand it completely. And it takes about, when you can attest to this, it really took us about a good month or so to get all the verbiage and everything up and running and to get it out there on the internet. And then how those search engines work, once you get it posted, it takes about another 30 to 45 days to get Google to index everything, get it out there. And all of a sudden, it just clicks and everything starts coming right after that.
Yes, that all of that is true. And on that note, though, I know a lot of these guys with these great products, Bobby included, sometimes it might take someone with a little bit better grammar or I don't know how you want to word that, but maybe you've got the product, maybe have someone else do the dialogue or the verbiage that needs to go with it. Our tactics are great, but sometimes, go ahead.
It's been proven that depending on who your target audience is, whether it's an agency that you're trying to sell to or an individual, depends on how you write the copy, of course. Typically, it's been shown that most people read internet at about 10th grade level. That's just how it has been determined. And videos work best unless it's an instructional video. If it's an informative video, a short video actually seems to work better than the long one. then instructional videos, of course, can be whatever length they need to be. So there's these tricks of the trade that I've learned over the years to fit within Google's algorithm, and that's my job, is to help educate individuals that are coming online for the first time on how to put this together so you have success from the very beginning.
You're very knowledgeable on that, and I do know that you are also knowledgeable in other areas. I've asked you social media questions, and you're a whole wealth of information on this stuff, which is it's overwhelming to a lot of people.
Yes, I tell everyone that no matter what your plan is with your marketing, you need to include the different social media platforms, and there's new ones coming on all the time. And the best part about social media, it only takes your time because the advertisement can be free. And if you were to go out and buy the advertisement that you could provide for yourself using some of these social media platforms, it could cost you tens of thousands of dollars a month. But if you're energetic and you're a hard worker, you can do the same thing through social media for free. And a lot of people are starting to learn that with the power of social media, they can take that advertisement dollar and put it back into the company as opposed to spending it on just advertisement, because they can do it themselves using these platforms.
100%. And from firsthand knowledge, what you're saying is true. We've gotten some of our largest accounts off of social media, of all things. And then with the geo pages.
I do know how to use Facebook.
We all know that you know how to use Facebook.
I keep in touch with all my friends through Facebook.
Of course you do.
You know, I'm on the road, but then again, when we're doing something, we post it up on Facebook, and we've gotten when we meet
tons
somebody,
of business off of social media, Facebook, LinkedIn,
and all the offices we meet, we end up being friends with on Facebook, and they end up watching us and referring us and telling their friends, hey, oh, check this out, show us Facebook. So social media has really helped, like Facebook has helped us out quite a bit.
And some of the fake profiles are hysterical. We love the creativity there.
Well, absolutely. Think about it. Where else could you reach 1 million people a day for free? Right.
That's incredible. Well, let me ask you a question, Dan. What social media platforms do you like that's coming, the new ones, like TikTok, or what do you like?
It depends on the product, because you have to look at the demographics of the people that use the different social media platforms.
Bobby's dying to do a TikTok video. We're back at this again.
Now, although TikTok is very popular, very few companies do TikTok because of the demographic. TikTok is usually for the younger people. When I say younger, I'm saying, you know, in their 30s,
right,
down.
Easy there.
Right. Where Instagram, a lot of companies do a lot of Instagram videos. That's very popular. You know, everybody knows about Google. What a lot of people don't realize that right now, YouTube is the number two search engine.
I love YouTube.
And see, I didn't realize that until you said that earlier.
I love YouTube. Idea. I love them. I watch a lot of old TV shows on YouTube.
So
it's Sasquatch Chronicles. Go ahead, Dan. Sorry.
Yeah, you create a video, and you can use it on multiple platforms. You can put it on YouTube, and then you put it on Facebook, and then you put it into Instagram. And so you can use one video across several platforms. And also now Rumble for videos. And you've got Parler, which is a competitor for conservatives to compete against Facebook. And there's a few others coming up. And video is very powerful. People love video. And that's why YouTube is so popular. So I tell people, you want to do videos. They don't have to be 30-minute videos. You can be very successful with a video that's only 2 or 3 minutes long. But you need to post often and put your information up there. And I always throw this out to people, because I tell them, I said, you know, I learned early on. I was taking a business class one time, and this professor gets up there, and he goes, you know, you don't get if you don't ask. And he goes, now remember this next thing I'm going to tell you, because it can make or break your business. Remember to always lubricate learning with humor, and they'll never forget you.
I like that.
And I've had several clients say, well, how do I make it humorous? I said, well, get creative. And they'll go out and they'll put out a somewhat humorous video about, regardless of the product or service. And sure enough, that video has 4, 5, 10 times the hits of their other videos.
We were just talking about that this morning. I've actually carried coffee on the shield. So we were going to make a short video of me carrying coffee on the shield.
Right, exactly.
Something funny.
With social media, you can get really creative. And people like creativity. And one of the keys to social media success is you have to post often. That's
agreed.
One of the most difficult things for a beginning company is they have to have somebody that they can trust to do this. And you should post as often as you can. In some platforms, you may even want to post once or twice a day. So it just depends on what your product or services are. And because of everybody has a cell phone, a smartphone now, everybody. So you can post on the road. You can post as you're driving down the street. You can post when you're sitting having lunch. You can post in your front room. Wherever you're at, there's no excuse when you can't work social media. And I tell people, social media can be the key to your company's success. And you tie it in with them being able to find you through search terms on the internet, which I do, and you can have a very successful business that literally can cost you a couple dollars a day to maintain and to advertise. We have the ability now to put our products and services out there that has never been heard of before, and it's only going to get better for businesses in the future with all the new competition that's coming out.
You know, I listened to Gary Vee, right? He talks about creating content and creating it all the time. Exactly what you just said, always be creating content, because like we'll put something out there and then we'll start getting a few hits and then we'll put something. And I think we do lubricate it with a lot of humor, like a lot of stuff. We don't keep it just always serious. It's always funny. Wendy laughed because she drives everywhere. She's unbelievable. She just drives. And she's, you know, I don't drive. I don't drive that much. I mean, I do drive, but she's a better driver. I'm a better navigator. And we take pictures on the road of us doing that, going from department to department. People just howl laughing because they see Wendy doing all the work. You know, and I'm always taking pictures. Hey, Wendy, grab this. I'm taking a picture. Or if Wendy's eating, I'm taking a picture. And when we develop like a following of people, right, Wendy?
Because no one wants to see the serious stuff all the time.
Right. They want the humor.
Well, it makes your company human. It humanizes you. People then realize they're not dealing with just a capitalist corporation out there trying to make money. They're dealing with human beings. They're dealing with emotions, they're dealing with people, and that's how people connect. That's what social media is supposed to be about, being social, getting to know someone, understanding them, laughing with them, wanting to work with them because of their personality. And that's why it's important to have someone that really understands social media to really drive the humanistic part of you so they understand who you are and what you're doing and why. You'll do more through a 30-second video than you can do in 50 pages of text.
Wow.
Agreed.
Wendy, remember we stopped at the Black Rifle Coffee Company? Mm-hmm. And I think we stopped there because we loved their YouTube commercials.
It was their commercials.
It was funny. Part of it. Hilarious. Yeah. But it seems like some place that you want to stop and get to know someone and say, hey, I've been there. But that's so important, like adding the human part of a company and let them know who they're working with. Like, for instance, we make all of our products by hand. We build everything ourselves. We drive to departments. We focus on the training. We're really, really all-inclusive. We don't outsource it to some other companies. We do it all of ourselves. And we've taken us years to build this up. But they know if they call us, they know they're going to get it done. If they call us and said, hey, we absolutely positively need it Friday, it's there.
Yeah, and like you, Dan, our commitment is to save lives. First and foremost, above anything else. And that's why we'll drive anywhere. If it's just a single officer wants a shield, we'll be there. And it's like you said, it's saving a life above anything else.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, you think about you buy a car and your car breaks, you're going to call a dealership because it's a car. There's no human part in it, it's just a car. But in the products and services that we're talking about bringing to the public, these are services that will change lives, products that will change lives. And working with people, they will be working with just that, with people. So when they call you or they call me, they're going to get a live person that they're going to get to know. And I tell all of my clients, make it so that your clients get to know who you are. Don't be afraid to bring up the human part of you. Don't be afraid to share on there who, you know, you can put a bio up, it's fine. But when they get to learn who you are and your personality, then it becomes personal and they know they can rely on you and you'll be there for them. In that way, I teach this to my clients. So when they get customers, they have the customers for life. That's what this is about. Because if you keep them for life, in what we do, just think of how many lives that will change down the road. You just don't know how many contacts you're going to have and how many people you're going to help if you add the human element to it. That's just kind of how I like to look at business.
It changes generations to come. Even the saves we've had so far is just changing sons and daughters and granddaughters and grandsons.
In our greatest saves, nobody will hear about them.
Yeah, they're unavoided tragedies.
Right, nobody will hear about our greatest saves. But we get little texts from officers saying, hey, this happened to us. I felt safer.
And it's amazing. It's amazing when we hear that from an officer.
Amazing. And I didn't have to do this or do that because I had a shield or I got close and I could talk somebody down. And those are just so important to us. We don't go on and, you know, advertise all that stuff because, again, they're private texts and they're saying thank you. We get them all the time. And it means so much to us as a company.
It makes it worthwhile and it makes me want to stay up all day and night working on this and calling Dan at weird hours so we can get our message out better. So before we lose everybody, because I know some people are probably interested in wanting to know how they would get a hold of Dan or myself. If you want, there's a lot of officers out there that know me personally or know Bobby. You can reach out to us and we'll put you directly in touch with Dan. If you have any questions about how the program works and you want to ask somebody who's used it, you're welcome to speak. It's probably more so myself than Bobby. But if you'd like to get a hold of Dan, you can reach him at U.S. Precision Defense at 855-300-6779. Extension 700. The website is usprecisiondefense.com, or you can reach Dan at his email at dan@usprecisiondefense.com. Did I get all that right, Dan?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I had to stop and think. I had to think for a second for the email.
That's funny. That would be if I asked Bobby what our email was too, probably.
But, Dan, anything else you'd like to pass on to the listeners?
Basically, that my job is to help take away the mystery of getting your product and services on the internet in a way that will actually perform for you. That's really what it comes down to. And it's all by performance. With every one of my clients, we do these projects and I tell them, until it's actually working, I don't ask for any pay up front. Unlike other websites where they want you to pay from day one, that's not how I work.
I will attest to that. Until we formulated the proper verbiage, you worked with me several revisions to make sure it was right. I never complained.
Yeah, the idea is let me prove to you first that it actually works. Then when your phone rings and your email is you know blowing up from contact, then we'll sit down and we'll set up how the payment goes for the product I do for you. So you don't have to worry about any upfront expenses until I can prove to you first, because otherwise, what's the point? Because I'm not looking to make a dollar today. I'd rather have you for a customer for the next 10 years type thing. Oh, by the way, you did get the email wrong. It's danb@usprecisiondefense.com.
Oops. Okay, so if you want to send an email, that is danb, as in boy, at usprecisiondefense.com.
Correct. So that's basically it. If there's anyone has any questions, they can reach out to me anytime. And like I said, if it's urgent, I do answer my phone 24/7.
Yes, sir. That is true. I will attest to that. And that number again is 855-300-6779, extension 700. So if you have a product you'd like to get out to help law enforcement, that is the website and the man with the plan.
And we want to wrap it up, and we're going to be saying thank you to everybody. Dan, thank you so much for coming on. We really appreciate it, and thank you for all the hard work you've been doing for us.
Blessings always, hey. Dan.
And you know what? Hey. And pass on to your son. Thank you.
I will. Both of them. Have a great day.
Thank you, Dan.
Thanks, Bye. Danny. Take care.
Bye-bye. Okay, that wraps up the show. And we're going to be finish up broadcasting here at Bunker Hill Studios.
Bunker Hill Studios. Everyone stay safe.
And thank you. And stay protected. And please tune in again for our next podcast. We have some really great people coming on board. Thanks again. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.